I never called a horse.
What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay, is that when he's always tired or when he's standing still?
When he's standing still, I'm fine.
Okay, and if you want him to go a little faster?
I guess I'd say get up.
Get up for both. Or what would you say to stop a horse?
Whoa.
What would you say when you back him into a buggy?
Back up.
Well, how did you call hogs to feed them? How did you ever call sheep from pasture?
No, I never did that. Sheep.
All right, how do you call chickens when you're feeding them?
Chicken, chicken.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Harness the horse.
Okay.
Saddle the horse.
When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Reins.
Okay, suppose you're riding a horse, what do you ride him with?
Reins, a line.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called?
The off horse, I guess. The off horse.
Okay, if something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little...
Beyond my reach.
Okay, or...
Cross.
Now, if you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a... Before dark, talking about how far you had to go. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a...
Short journey.
Before dark, okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
All right. If someone slipped on the ice and fell, you would say he fell?
Backward.
Okay. And if he fell this way?
Forward.
Okay.
Well, we got a fly to in this thing.
I fell a long while ago.
Her and me too.
You're recording.
If you're talking about something that's probably going to happen, you say, then now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. And if you were almost sure he was going to. You think like it's not or after it's not or?
After it's not, he'll have trouble. I just couldn't get that.
Is that the way you'd probably say it?
That's the way I'd probably say it. They'd probably be hard if you didn't do that.
Okay, now if we're talking about trenches cut by plow, you'd say...
Furrows.
We raised, we raised a big gap. Okay. Now if you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big...
Well, we'd say we raised a bumper crop.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Or if you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you'd say we just...
Cut the road.
Like the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay.
Okay. Now what is wheat tied up into?
Well, people call it sheaves and bundles. I call it bundles.
Okay. Now the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what?
The ricks. Stacks.
Okay. And if you were talking about how much you raised, you'd say we raised 40?
This was great.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Threshing.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...